I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, good Tuesday, everyone. It is Dom time. Welcome in. All right, getaway day before Dan and I are off for a couple of days. So let's make it a great show today. Fresh off, Dan was right. What a place. Capriccio, if you happen to be in Atlantic City. And we were kidding around yesterday about the dress code. I went on their website, be thinking this, it's upscale casual. Yeah, and I wonder where you work. If you have one, do you have a designation, say, what you can wear on Fridays during the summer or anytime? What's the dress code? I started Googling around, and there are just an unbelievable number of dress code designations. I want to talk about that because your out question today at the end of your call is, what's the biggest male or female fashion faux pas you've ever seen? I have several, but I'll hear yours at the end of the call at 855-839-1210. But upscale casual. I see that definitely saying no flip-flops, buddy. They're made of gold. Don't you dare wear them here.
You can definitely dress up. But come on, you can dress up in flip-flops.
Oh, God. Just the look. It just distorts everything about. Now, this is from a guy who, of course, wore cowboy boots along with a chain at one point. So my fashion sense is impeccable. Just impeccable. You can't top that. It's like my food sense, tuna fish with the spicy mustard. All right. Lead story today, and it was happening yesterday, and I wanted to think about it a little bit because there's a lot to this. And one thing that you won't hear national commentators talk about enough that we talked about when this happened and we had Rand Paul on is the dismissal from the New York, the NYPD yesterday by this officer, Panaleo. Panaleo admits, and I went back and I looked at some of this stuff, that he did use in subduing, and it led to the death of Eric Garner on Staten Island, a forbidden chokehold. And I give a lot of ground to cops in a situation where they have to use whatever method to subdue Mr. Garner, who was a massive guy. There was a lot of struggle, but there were any number of cops there. This wasn't one-on-one. Now, when this originally came up, And I think here's some of the big national issues. Democrats have virtue signaled from the debate stage, a whole bunch of them, including de Blasio, that this officer must go. Yesterday, in fact, Bernie Sanders said officers like this should be on a federal registry. They never work again in police work. Can you imagine? Now, come on. I agree it would have been difficult for Panaleo to work in New York City, but why did it take 5 years to dismiss him? Now, the Garner side would say, well, because of the racist system. I kind of think in the Bloomberg years, Bloomberg, Mayor Bloomberg, when this happened, is a liberal, right? But somebody who is reasonable, was reasonable with policing. Now, in the de Blasio years, Folstead, his second term, we've seen how far the country's gone. So is Panaleo being judged by the mores of today, where I think he would be ousted almost immediately? Whether he should be or not is a close call. I'm not one to say this is a slam dunk for his side. He did use a hole that the police are not supposed to use. But again, he's in a situation trying to subdue a guy in a very difficult situation. Here's the thing. Here's the takeaway from this. And I didn't look up how much it is on a pack of cigarettes or a carton of cigarettes. But I remember the taxation on a package of cigarettes with the cut that the government gets. The taxation on a carton of cigarettes is enormous. And I think it's a fair point. You may not agree at 855-839-1210. The government doesn't seem to be in many places as concerned about murder or even drug dealing as much as what Eric Garner was doing. This is like the beverage tax here. He was selling Lucy's. He was selling cigarettes to people, you know, one, two, three, four, five, God knows how many. And he was doing that on corners in on Staten Island, thus evading, Dan says, it's $5.85 per pack of 20 cigarettes. Wow.
Taxes alone.
Taxes alone, right. $5.85 per pack they're getting in New York State. You know, and this plays out into the big liberal. To be a liberal, you have to take two thoughts in mind at once and just keep on going toward utopia. One thought is, we don't want you smoking cigarettes, right? Because of the public health risk, allegedly to you and the whole thing, right? And I'm not a smoker. I hate smoking. Walking through that casino last night, I'd like to have a giant thing on my head, you know? Like, it wouldn't be like, oh, this guy's squeamish. He's got an oxygen mask. But I feel like I'm in Chernobyl, Dan, going through Resorts Casino or any of these casinos. And I see people driving scooters with oxygen thing going on. They're still puffing away in the areas, you know? You can't avoid the slot machine areas. You got to walk through some of them to get there. And row, oh, look over here. Let's fast walk. Let's run through here. I'd like to do a sprint through there and hold my breath. And that may seem germophobic or something, but so I'm just saying, I don't like smoking. Total for people, Dan says, in NYC, the state excise tax is $4.35. NYC gets a $1.50, $5.85 per pack. I don't think Pennsylvania is anywhere near that. So one liberal thought is, we don't want you smoking. We care about your health, right? And that's why we're taxing this. The other liberal thought is, they fund everything in the world off these things, like gambling, like cigarette smoking, that they say is so dangerous. They're funding schools, they're funding everything. So which one is it? Well, they want to rake in the money under the alleged health costs, but they do want people to continue to smoke. Why? Because they get all that money. $5.85 a pack. You really have to be an addict, don't you think, Dan? Isn't this a classical definition of an addict? To be paying the state of New York $5.85 per pack.
100%. I mean, nicotine's a very addictive chemical, right?
Yeah, but I mean, that's, we don't put on there, we don't put on the package, hey, buddy, you're an addict. Maybe you should quit. How much is the total for a pack of cigarettes in New York with a $5.85 tax?
I'm looking that up right now. It says base price of cigarettes in New York City is up to $13 a pack.
Oh, my God. Wow.
It's credit to NY1 in New York.
So let's say, I mean, could there be people, I wonder if we have people out there that are two-pack-a-day still, with all the health warnings and everything else. I guess there are chain smokers. You'd almost have to be, right, to be a two-pack-a-day. I don't think anybody goes beyond two packs a day. That would be 40 cigarettes. No, maybe one pack, right? So that's got to be over, we're closing in on $100 a week, $5,200 a year or more for this addiction. Not as bad as crack cocaine, I'll admit, but it's, you know, it's sending you a message. So this guy, Eric Garner, is selling Lucy's. In other words, he's selling, we don't know, I don't think, how much he was selling each cigarette for. You want to buy a couple cigarettes, you know, you're trying to quit or you're just trying to ration these or you can't afford it. He's not charging any tax. He's charging you a fee. So if it's $13 a pack, it's $8.20 cigarettes. Maybe he's charging, I don't know, $1.50 per cigarette, something like that, right? 50 cents, let's say. And whatever he has to pay. So he's making a pretty good profit on those cigarettes. Well,
Dom, in 2014, yes. Sheetz, you know, Wawa's competitor, said cartons of cigarettes cost about $45 in Virginia, $62 in Pennsylvania, and $120 in New York City for a carton of cigarettes.
Wow. 120, and you would buy by the carton, right, since you're addicted and you want to cut down what you'd have to pay if you buy it by the pack, right?
I would assume so.
Yeah, so you're buying cartons at $120 you're plunking down. My God. So selling these loosely benefits Eric Garner, but it doesn't benefit the state of New York. Now, you know, and I think it's a solid thing, and you can call and challenge me and say, that's really outrageous. that things like murder and all that, the government, they'll huff and puff. Yeah, they might be concerned about it. But you know what they're concerned about the most? When people are evading taxes. And this, the cigarette tax directly, this guy's having the nerve to stand out there and sell these cigarettes in various places. That's what led to this confrontation. We set the cops into this game, and it was a whole bunch of cops. It was at least several cops that jumped Eric Gardner. So I cannot, and I said it then, and some of you didn't like it, as pro-cop as I am, I can't defend every action of Pantaleo. Now, whether he should be fired, though, 5 years later, come on. This is due to the political climate. What could have happened is he could have been demoted. He could have had severe penalties along those lines. I could see that happening. But I've never seen an answer from the administrative law judge. I mean, a state grand jury declined to indict him in 2014. Federal authorities kept a federal civil rights investigation open. The Trump people said they weren't going to do it, but the Obama people then did not charge him. So because this goes back quite a number of years, goes back 5 years. So the Obama people did not charge him over that period of time with a federal civil rights violation. And then the Trump people dropped it totally. That should tell us something. But he did violate department policy here. Dan, do you see anything I don't see? So he did not violate. He didn't commit a criminal act. Even the Obama people didn't think that. Yet he did violate department policy. So it comes down to, what's the punishment? Why did it take 5 years? Now, of course, the Gardner people are pushing for this nationally to force all police departments to go with this. And let's face it, he would have had a great deal of difficulty functioning as a cop. Now, Gardner was 6'2", 400 pounds, hard to bring down, and somebody that probably had difficulty breathing anyhow. So all these things were set up for this tragedy. But I can't condone every action here. Is there anything I'm missing?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that as a police officer, your number one priority in situations that escalate like this is to stay alive, right? So
true, but there were a number of cops. Get the other side. There were a number of cops who were piled on this guy. So you know what? If this were one-on-one cop with a guy like this resisting in this situation, I condone a lot more. You see what I'm saying? But there were several cops there trying to subdue him. And, you know, they claim he said, I can't breathe at least 11 times before he fell unconscious.
I have a police officer friend that wrote to me and said, I can tell you that if he stood over him and struck him over and over with a baton, it would have one looked awful on video. Those batons will shatter bone. And says if you were to tase them, each taser is 5 seconds of electric shock trying to incapacitate the muscles. If you had to do that over and over, it could cause serious issues. You know, sometimes it's a fly-by-the-seam decision. And
well, I get it,
you know,
but they
it's not illegal to choke. It was just against the police.
Right.
You know.
Well, that's why I'm saying they could have done. I'd be fine if they took. I don't think you ought to get off scot-free. If they took actions against him, either demoting him, suspending him for a period of time. But even the Obama people did not charge him with a civil rights case. People screaming for that, and I think the police chief caved, because in the de Blasio, if he wants to remain police chief, James O'Neill, this is what he had to do. I don't think this is solely his judgment based upon that. What I'm saying is I think Pantaleo violated department policy, some punishment in line, but not firing. That's what should have happened here. And that's what kind of was happening. He was out there in limbo. What's changed? Well, 5 years of politics. All right, 855-839-1210. Let's start off with Harry and Voorhees. All right, Harry, you think he should be fired. Why?
Well, he did something that he shouldn't have done that resulted in someone's death. This guy maybe had a family, maybe kids, brothers, sisters, mother and father. And when the result of breaking a violation is so, so great, I mean, the guy should have resigned. You know, and I just think, even though, you know, you're saying that it was just a breaking of a rule, he killed somebody. The guy's dead. He should
well,
get
we know
fired.
We know that, but tell me, why did it take 5 years? See, you and I made
I don't know.
What?
I don't know why it took 5 years. and I'm not really...
Well, I can tell you why it took 5 years, at least under Bloomberg, and the Obama people didn't move forward with any criminal action, is because it's a close call, Harry. It is not a slam dunk to say he should have been fired in this.
I don't know that I'm saying it's a slam dunk. It's my opinion, that's all.
Okay, yeah, I'm just trying to see how far you would go. Do you think he should be charged criminally?
That I don't know. If it's gone through all the processes of being looked at by the Obama administration and grand jury, and they haven't decided to charge him, well, then he shouldn't be charged.
Okay, fair enough. How about fashion faux pas? Do you have one?
If that's what you mean.
What is it?
Wearing sandals with socks.
Oh, you took the number one answer if this were Jeopardy. Yes, that's what sets people off the most. All right, sandals with socks. We got that. I am glad I didn't say that. That's the number one overall for men. Let's see for women, though. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Should this guy have been fired? All right. There were any number of cops there, including supervisors, that were involved. So that cuts against Panaleo. You know, again, one-on-one, I'd sanction this, what he had to do this. And this was a difficult case. Why did it take 5 years, though? Some people are saying, well, that's because cops do. That's what they get. No, no. I think what happened here is he got fired ultimately. Because of de Blasio, because of Democrats on the national stage, because of Al Sharpton, because of all that. That's the trigger in this. He didn't get fired originally in the Bloomberg years because Bloomberg wasn't as crazed as de Blasio is. And the idea that this guy, Bernie Sanders, saying should have no career in law enforcement, he can't go somewhere else and apply, taking into account his record. Just think about that. His career is denied here. I know Eric Gardner is dead. And you heard what I said about Lucy's. But who is it that turned the cops into making this minor infraction into all out? We got to stop this. It's the government. It's the people like de Blasio and progressives and others. They want these taxes. Now, I don't think we're ever going to see something like this with the soda tax. But the soda tax and this are a similar ilk. Imagine all this over Lucy's. Over the taxation on cigarettes. That's the big story here to me. The big issue out here, this police officer, what we've seen, why 5 years after the fact? Although, you know, the mitigating circumstances here, that there's got to be some departmental punishment when you use this illegal hold. And if this one-on-one with Gardner, it's different than if you have a number of cops on the scene that are aiding you in providing that level of security. But Gardner was a 400-pound guy, and that played a part in his death here. Again, think about it, though, over Lucy's. 855-839-1210. Why 5 years after the fact? Now, some of it's bureaucracy. But the Obama administration, even though they were huffing and puffing, they had a shot at this. They didn't go with civil rights violation. That's still out there. The Trump people have knocked down some of this. And Bernie Sanders just thinks that another police department should not be able to hire this guy. Can you imagine? It's like Darren Wilson. It's one thing if this police department makes this decision, right? But there might be police departments out there that say, no, given the totality of this, we think this is a good cop. We want to hire him. He ought to be able to have a career if somebody else wants to do that. I don't think that should be a federal decision. Now, in New York, let's face it, it would be very difficult for him to be a cop. And what's changed is during the de Blasio years and these other Democrats virtue signaling using this as the face of police brutality when it's more complicated than that. 855-839-1210. Also, as I said yesterday, the dress code, this restaurant, at the end of your call, hit me with what you think is a fashion faux pas. Of course, the number one male might be the sandals with socks. I mean, that's unforgivable. I have a lot of them here, though. And it could be over the course of time, what you've seen. Let's go, though, to Tony in the Northeast. Tony, you're in on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Tony.
Hey, Dom. How you doing?
Good, Tony.
I'm a retired Philadelphia policeman, and I studied this case when it happened.
Okay.
That complaint came from the local businesses to the commander's office. The commander sent out a sergeant and four men. The sergeant happened to be an African-American female who was
in
command of that unit. She was in command of that unit. This guy gets fired 5 years later. He's just the latest piece of raw meat that they're throwing to the mob to try to divide the electorate. That's all he is. He's a pawn.
And well, look, I agree about the five-year thing, though. But look, what do you do when a guy – here, let me give you the other side that's reasonable here, I think, that was looked at. You have all these cops on the scene. It's not one-on-one. One-on-one, whatever he had to do to survive in that, I would agree. And he administers the chokehold, even though – look, this guy was difficult to bring down.
Let me interrupt you, Dom. Let me interrupt you.
Go ahead.
That's where the chain of command comes in. There's a chain of command in the police department. That's where the sergeant, when he said, I can't breathe, that's the sergeant's job to say, all right, lighten up, Panaleo. Let go. That's how it works.
Exactly. Well, okay. Now, wait a minute. So, I agree, and we'd have to go back. Maybe you know I don't. Something should have happened to the sergeant here then, maybe first in line. But Panaleo should have been disciplined by the police department. I think even...
That's my point.
Yeah.
If he's to be disciplined, there's no way he's to be disciplined alone. The other night in North Philly, when Commissioner Ross got on the scene, he took over. He was the he was the command officer in command. He used his rank and he took over. And there's some things going on about that. But in the police department, there's a chain of command. And
I agree. And we don't know anything. You're right here about the police female supervisor. I don't know. I haven't seen anything to tell me what happened with her. She was an African-American female. I remember it. There were four other cops involved with this. But what cuts against Panaleo is when you have that number there, right, then you can't use these sorts of tactics. That doesn't mean, though, he should be fired. It means the police department could have, and it certainly doesn't mean that another police department shouldn't be able to hire this guy. And civil rights violations, well, this has been 5 years of this. They're out there. The Obama people passed on it. Now, you know what's in the news. The big picture is Trump is being blamed for passing on this. My thing here, though, the bigger, broader point is not just business as usual. Here it is that we have the usual stuff of white police officer, African-American guy, how bad this looks. He dies on the scene. It's why, other than in talk radio and talk radio listeners, are people bypassing all this police action aggressively? We want this stopped. Go out there and stop this of selling Lucy's. And yet, we hear people giving up and saying, well, you can't do too much about drug corners, right? I mean, isn't that the official? We're seeing it here in Philadelphia. They're saying, all right, we need safe injection sites. We're throwing our hands up. That was a big story yesterday. I'll give you some of the testimony in federal court, right? Yet when it comes to a guy selling Lucy's on a corner in Staten Island, now, admittedly, I get the point of the merchant. I feel for the merchants here. The merchants are calling the cops and saying, got to do something with this guy. Why? Well, they're being undercut. They have to charge all these. It comes back to the taxation system again. You heard these numbers, $13 plus for a pack of cigarettes in New York City, Staten Island, 20 cigarettes. They're going to get that money. They want that money. The progressive system runs on that. You're cheating them if you're selling Lucy cigarettes. In their minds, you're worse than a drug dealer. I mean, you know, they're not going to sell illegal drugs yet. Jim Kenney's not going to put heroin out there yet and sell it and put taxes on it. God knows what happens to you if you're selling. What would happen to you? Think about this. If you're selling soda, you pull up, and I mean, it's not just, you know, you pull up with a van and you have soda in it, and it's hit or miss, and you, hey, Louie, you want some soda? Hey, Big Dan, Dano, I got a six-pack here for you for almost nothing. We'll beat all that soda tax. You know, you're taking cases out of there. But if you set up shop, like this guy did, let's think it. He's setting up shop. He's standing there on the corner all the time in certain area in Staten Island selling Lucy's. Suppose he did that in Philadelphia. Let's say he's at Broad and Snyder, and he shows up, and he's got a forklift. You know, he's got a hand truck, a dolly, and he's got stacks of soda, and he's taking them out of the back of his van and selling them to people, evading the soda tax, which we'd have to calculate. Maybe you have, but it could be enormous. You could save $20 right there easily. And he's doing that for 7 or 8 hours. What do you think the police are going to do? Okay? Yeah, drug corner and all. What are we going to do? People want drugs. Throw up your hands. We're not going to bust them. We can't do that. Soda tax, though. You evade the soda tax like that. You publicly start to sell soda. It'd be an interesting experiment. How long before a squadron of cops are sent out there to stop you? Isn't that the same thing here? Isn't that really one of the big stories in this?
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.